Hey there, fellow entrepreneurs. My name is Francis, and you're listening to Business Ideas Talk, episode number 15. In yesterday's episode, we talked about ghost restaurants, what they are, and how they can be a business for you. Today's episode is about starting a brick and mortar store as a service. So the as a service part means that you're actually not providing the goods that are sold in the store, but just the infrastructure and the service in the store. So there are various business models that you can follow when you run a store as a service. So let's have a look at a couple of those. One of those models is the obvious one, renting out shelf space. So your offer there is the infrastructure, as I said, and the service. So you have the staff that gives some help with the products and is selling them. And then people can rent space and sell their goods there. So for instance, handcrafted things, products made by startups, or even things people would like to put on eBay, but maybe didn't because they are too big or whatnot. So it's wise to not allow all of these products to be displayed in your shop in parallel. So focus on some aspects of that. Maybe you have different ideas what kind of products can be sold in that store. Another model, which was started by a company named Beta in 2015, was a shop as a service or a store as a service model focusing on electronic devices. So companies can rent space to show their devices. And all those are presented unboxed and are meant to be tried out by potential customers. The products have visual displays next to them, which can be remotely controlled by the company. And I'll tell you in a bit why that is important. There are also so-called beta testers in the shop, which help answer questions about the products. And it's actually not about selling those products. Now that's the interesting part. Because each interaction with a product can be tracked using cameras and other sensors. So companies can track potential clients engaging with their products in terms of actually collecting data there. Also, the interaction with the sales display is tracked. So the data is actually the product here. And companies can do research and develop their products in terms of pricing, features, etc. So that's why this shelf space is important to companies. And it's not important to the shop to actually sell products there, even though they still do sell products. So maybe you can combine both of those models or can start something new based on those ideas. So let's keep today's episode really short and end it with today's quote. Perseverance is failing 19 times and succeeding the 20th. That's a quote by Julie Andrews. And I hope you like today's episode. I would love to hear your feedback. Just look at the description. You can send me an email or join our Facebook group. Have a great day. Hope you tune in again tomorrow. Bye.